From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
I'm Don Marks.
And I'm Brian Dean.
And we're joined today by the illustrious Lindsay Laird.
Hello.
Volunteer with Central Oklahoma Humane Society. And we're going to chat with Lindsay here in a minute. But before we do, Brian Dean,
I have some good news. Well, not really good news for you. It's really bad news, but it's good. It's good information to have. The moral of this story, I'll just tell you before we even start, is when they tell you not to feed the bears, they mean don't feed the bears. Donna Munson had apparently been told by Colorado Division of Wildlife agents so many times over the past 10 years to stop feeding bears that she quit taking their phone calls or accepting their certified letters. The 74-year-old woman who she'd leave out dog food and yogurt for these
bears
was found dead outside her home last weekend.
Oh my god.
Eaten by bears.
Well,
this is why they tell you don't feed the bears. I'm not joking around. They really mean don't feed the bears. She has a log cabin, and she would go out and watch them. And apparently, she just had this thing for wildlife. And she would, she was kind of, you know, she's just a wildlife lover. She'd feed bears, elk, skunks, and raccoons just for years. And she told one people she rented her house to at one point that when the time came, she wanted to go out with the bears.
Well, she did.
Apparently, she did.
Wow.
There were a growing number of bears in the hills, and apparently. Two of them were shot and killed while investigators were dealing with her body. They kept threatening and they had no fear of people. And this is the reason, again, we don't feed bears. So that's unfortunately, not only did she die, but also two of the bears that she loved so much ended up having to die
Any stories that don't deal with death and destruction?
Well, here's one that doesn't deal with death, but it does have to do with... Well, okay. Apparently, like, just using, like, switchblades and, guns and stuff is not enough for gangs anymore. In England, a gang has resorted to using a python as a weapon. This 14-year-old boy was held down while members of the gang basically had the python bite him on the arm. And a python, as you know, is not venomous. It's a constrictor. Mm-hmm. But they have teeth, and the teeth are kind of like fish hooks. They kind of hook backwards so they can grip their prey and hold on. And a 4-foot python... It's not real large, but, I mean, it's like a pin. It hurts and it bleeds. And so, apparently, this was their way of sort of torturing this kid.
Okay, creative.
Do you have any news that's not related to violence?
No.
Okay.
let me finish off with this one. Apparently, there were two boys aged 16 and 17 who were being interviewed by police over the incident because they called in an officer who showed the boy internet pictures of snakes, and he identified the snake, and they're apparently questioning a couple of kids that may have been involved. But,
there is a snake lineup.
They're treated as a racially motivated assault because the boy is of African and Caribbean descent, and I guess they're afraid that maybe this was some sort of racially motivated attack. But just if you're gonna don't use snakes as weapons. Just
don't feed the bears. All right.
Too moral.
Stories. Yeah, that was delightful. Speaking of stuff that is actually more delightful than that, Lindsay, tell us about the big event that the Humane Society has got coming up.
Sure, I'd love to. What the Humane Society is doing, it's we're partnering with some really great partners, the TAP Architecture, Chesapeake Energy. What we're doing is we're encouraging 8 contestants to live chained to a doghouse in Bricktown for 7 days. We're going to chain them up. They're not allowed to talk with people, interact, no socialization, just live chained to a dog. And this is the whole purpose of this is to raise awareness for how cruel it is to chain dogs to animals or chain dogs to dog houses. The contestants will be chained to an 8-foot chain, which is the legal limit. It's to show how short that actually is. The contestant who lasts the longest will actually win a compressed natural gas vehicle that was donated by Chesapeake.
Fancy.
Yeah.
So my question is, do they get to go to the bathroom?
We are going to let them go to the bathroom, but they're going to have to use porta potties.
Dun dun dun. Yeah.
Does someone have to take them on lead to the bathroom?
We're still working out the logistics of that. If the door will shut with the chain, they can actually escort themselves. However, if the door to the porta potty won't shut, we're going to have to let them off, but we'll have an escort take them to the bathroom so they can, you know, go alone, but we'll allow them to have privacy, but not for long.
So what's the food and water?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We, since it is in Bricktown, we have a lot of great partners down in Bricktown. Nona's and several other restaurants are going to be providing food. So they will have 3 square meals a day. And
will
so,
Nona's provide me food?
Well, Nona's, we can work that out. There might be some food for some volunteers. So we're looking for volunteers and, as well as applicants.
Okay, so talk about the issue that the Humane Society is trying to point out with this, about the dangers of chaining dogs.
Sure. I mean, it's not only it's cruel and inhumane to chain dogs to animals, but it's also a public safety issue. Research has shown that animals who are chained to doghouses become more violent. You know, they have all that pent-up aggression, and they're violent with other dogs or other people who come by. Statistics have shown that a lot of attacks on people have been caused by chained up dogs. So it's a public safety issue as well as, you know, just being inhumane in general.
So tell us about where the people are going to live in these dog houses. Are they like giant dog houses? What do they look like?
Well, that's really cool. Tap Architecture downtown, they have designed some pretty amazing dog houses. They're all eco-friendly. They're huge, so the people will actually be able to sleep in them if, you know, the elements get too bad, if it rains or if it's really hot. They can, you know, take shelter inside their dog house. But they're really large and they're all eco-friendly, so we're really excited about it.
We have some pictures, actually, of them working on. They've started building the dog houses. We have pictures on our blog.
Yeah, definitely.
Of the endeavor.
Mm-hmm. Can you get Anthony McDermott from Tap Architecture to design a dog house for my dog?
Well, what we are going to do with these dog houses is actually auction them off on eBay afterwards. Oh, you can check them out and potentially bid on one.
And Brian has a min pin, so I think that the human size
might be. You can stay with him, Brian.
Yeah,
it'd be great. He'd love it. It'd be huge.
This is my mansion. So tell us about when and where and how people can volunteer, how they can join, how they can enter.
Sure. Well, we have a great website. MyLifeIsADogChallenge.org, and that has all the information you need there. The contestants will actually be keeping a journal, 2 journal entries a day of their experience, what they're feeling, and what they're going through, and then that will be posted on the website as an online blog. So check that out. If you want to get involved, you can apply at kj103fm.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a volunteer, we'd love to have you. You can contact the Central Oklahoma Humane Society. So yeah, check out the website. We'd love for people to get involved.
I'm always intrigued. What happens if 2 people last the whole time?
Okay. What we're going to do on the website as well is have a People Choice Award. So go on, read the blogs, figure out which contestant, you know, is your favorite. Perhaps they have a chain dog and this has just really changed their opinion about it. So that may perhaps maybe somebody you want to vote for. If there's just somebody that you really think, hey, this would be a great contestant to win a free compressed natural gas vehicle. So go online, vote for your favorite contestant, and if there is a tie at the end, that person will win.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Ta-da. Excellent. Well, thank you, Lindsay, for all the info.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And Dawn, you got some tips for us today?
I do have some tips. This is from the SPCA, and it's about yowling and meowing cats.
It's yowling.
Are you going to tell us that right, meow?
Is yowling, I am going to tell you right, meow. Is yowling another one say meow?
Well, okay. Right, I know that you don't have cats, Brian. So
I've had cats in
there's
the past.
A difference between a meow and a yowl. A yowl is sort of more demanding. It's louder. It can indicate other things. Yes, pain. That kind of thing. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because Cottonball has seemed to develop into this in the year since the other cat has been gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, wondering why. And the ASPCA says there are several different reasons why cats might do this: to greet someone, to get attention, to ask for food, which is Cottonball lots of times.
Yeah, Cottonball is starving. Hurry and feed that cat.
To ask to be let in or out. And then this is something I did not know. Elderly cats may be suffering from mental confusion or cognitive dysfunction, or the feline version of Alzheimer's disease. Yeah, so I didn't know that. And then
this is the most depressing episode of Pet Show ever.
Thank you.
I'm
really glad to be here. Welcome. It's so fun.
But our cat has Alzheimer's.
Okay, she has a new set of friends every day.
Sorry. Well, part of it's kind of funny. And then the last one is to find a mate. So here are a couple of reasons or a couple of ways that you can alter this behavior. If the cat's doing it,
get it
to say hello.
Give it an eHarmony account.
If the cat's doing it to say hello, it's unlikely that you're going to be able to change that behavior.
Right. Right. Too late for that.
How likely is you can change behavior in cats at all?
Right. Well, right. They're like, I hate you, whatever. I'm doing whatever I want.
I'm going to yell at you and tell you, feed me. If it's doing it for attention or food, you can not give the attention or food until the animal is quiet. And sometimes that might work. Then they recommend also, if the cat is doing this a lot and it's a new symptom and you can't figure out why, to take them to the vet, have them checked out, because it could be a health thing.
Yeah.
They could be in pain or something like that. And then, of course, the solution to the last reason would be spay and neuter.
Spain.
Which everybody should do.
Neuter.
Yes.
Send
yes.
the chick from the Humane Society.
Yes.
All right. Well, very good. No eHarmony accounts.
No.
Spay and neuter instead. Very good. All right. Well, thank you, Lindsay, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you all for listening. And everyone, go out and take care of your pets.